Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, according to our friends at DTN, the organization that represents Farm Service Agency county committees across the country, is now pushing back on claims by top USDA officials that local offices have enough staff to implement new farm bill programs. In a news release, the National Association of Farmer Elected Committees reiterated that FSA offices are critically understaffed, yet USDA officials have publicly denied those concerns. In fact, Deputy Secretary Stephen Vaden at the recent Farm Progress Show rejected the notion FSA offices are short on staff and said USDA would not be asking for temporary or permanent FSA staffing levels. Still, leaders at NAFEC said leaders at FSA in recent meetings have indicated staffing levels of county office employees are now under 6,000 as compared to several thousand more just a few years ago. There are more than 2,000 local USDA service centers across the country. And without question, it's a serious concern for a lot of folks in rural America. So we'll kind of have to wait and see how this one all plays out. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.